Good morning, Heiko.
Good morning, Nathaniel.
So can you explain how mined uranium can actually be used to create nuclear power?
Well, it's curious that Australia's greatest contribution to abating climate change at the moment is possibly the uranium export. Because as you explained, the electricity produced with that uranium in reactors overseas generates much less carbon dioxide than producing the same energy with fossil fuels. It's about 10% compared to the 100% you get from a coal-fired power station. And one might think that one could also domestically use that uranium, which we have plentiful in the country, to produce electricity, to generate electricity. Mm-hmm. And that's particularly important because currently Australia relies to about 60% on coal for electricity generation. And that is not a good choice. And other countries in Australia as well wants to get away from coal-fired power stations. But they provide the base load that underpins our entire electricity grid. Mm. And that's the one challenge for renewable energy sources like solar and wind that fluctuate and therefore quite necessarily can't produce base load. And in order to make them more effective, one has to improve the grid, create storage possibilities for energy like Snowy Hydro 2, which is currently underway, but more investments like that. Mm. So in order to keep electricity prices down and use more renewables, one needs to invest a lot. And the obvious question is, why not put some of that investment into nuclear power? And there seems to be an interest in that because there is a federal committee underway, instigated by Angus Taylor last week, and Australia has also joined the so-called Generation 4 Forum, which is an international research forum that looks into future nuclear reactors.
Mm. Well, nuclear reactors, they do produce waste. What kind of waste are we looking at, and can it actually be safely stored, or will it potentially be quite harmful?
Yes, you're right. The nuclear power means that you can't just, as in the case with coal, you take the coal, you burn it, and then you let the atmosphere deal with the rest. In the case of nuclear power, you have a fuel cycle that has to be established, and Australia has in the country the very first part of that fuel cycle, providing the uranium from the mines. But that's not going to change much because the business is flat. There aren't many more reactors being built. Some are being built in China, but others are closed down in Europe. But then the uranium is being enriched overseas for reactors, and if Australia was going to have a nuclear power industry, it would have to have the enrichment overseas, get the fuel elements made, and import this technical infrastructure to the country. But it doesn't end there. Once you have produced the electricity, you then have to deal with the waste, and that's two types of waste. That's the split nuclear, the so-called fission products. When you split the nucleus, you get two others. That's the fission products. They last for maybe 100 years and that have to be looked after. But there's also the so-called actinides, which is uranium converted into other very heavy nuclei like plutonium and americium. And they have a very long lifetime and they are radiation intensive. And Australia has an opportunity here compared to other countries because we have a very stable geology and we could store fuel elements, spent fuel elements from possibly ultimately our own reactors, but at the moment from reactors overseas, where they all stored next to the power station itself in not very great locations, close to towns, close to population centres. And in fact, the South Australian Royal Commission looked into this possibility and made a case that South Australia might build such a depository. However, the Citizens Committee wasn't of the same opinion, and this didn't come to anything. On the other hand, in Finland, they've almost completed a storage facility like that for their own reactors and possibly also for international customers. And this would be the right moment to get into this kind of business. So what I think should happen in Australia is rather than contemplating about a reactor from the very start, for as maybe being done in that committee that's been set up, the first step into, or maybe also maintaining this option of having nuclear power in Australia, the first step is actually securing a way of dealing with the waste. And that might not be an ethical thing to do, because if you produce the waste, you have to deal with it. At the moment, for example, with other waste, we send it overseas and other countries deal with it. Here we have an opportunity to take some waste from other countries and look after it in a sensible way because of our geographic situation. And that's a very ethical, environmental thing to do. But in fact, as clarified by the Royal Commission in South Australia, it might also be beneficial, profitable to do that, and it might add value to our uranium export, because we can make a business case and say, look, we're selling our uranium to you, and ultimately we take back the spent fuel and look after that as well. So that will add value to our uranium export that other countries like Canada and Kazakhstan, that's the two main other exporters of uranium, they might not be able to make that case.
Right. Well, previously you did mention how uranium nuclear power does produce carbon emissions. How does this actually go towards helping us reduce our carbon footprint?
Well, it's less for the same amount of electricity. So if you've got coal-fired power station, if you include the construction and, of course, the burning of the coal, you've got 100% of that, if that's your unit, if you take that as a reference. If you do the same calculation for a nuclear power station, starting with the mining, starting with the, including the enrichment and the processing of the fuel elements, and then the operation of the reactor, you come up with a number that is 10% or even less. It's very hard to estimate that properly because it's a complex process, and there are different estimates in the scientific literature, and they range from 3 to 10%. So at the least, you're saving 90%, or you're emitting 90% less carbon dioxide into the atmosphere if you use instead of coal-fired power station.
Mm. Well, obviously, any carbon emissions isn't great, but 90% does sound like a massive step up from what we're currently doing. So it does sound like a pretty good next step.
I mean, zero is almost impossible because even if you build a wind turbine, you've got carbon dioxide associated with the construction. So zero is just fantasy. So there'll be always something. I mean, we're breathing, and carbon dioxide comes out of our mouth. So it's part of the nature. It's part of the natural process.
Right.
The artificial carbon dioxide from burning fuels, that's the big problem. Mm. It affects the atmosphere.
It is a big problem, and it does look like this could be a step to help remediate that kind of problem. Heiko, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Most welcome.